I am Michael Shouse, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and thankfully the 80th legislative session here in Nevada is finally over. So what exactly did we learn? Well, really, we learned that big government is big government's biggest cheerleader. Everybody always says special interests are dangerous, but what they don't realize is government is the biggest special interest of them all. They had lobbyists up there, government unions pressured lawmakers, and in the end, it was government's priorities that really pulled the most weight with lawmakers. Which is why what we do at Nevada Policy is so important. We got a few wins. We held the line on a handful of issues, and we were able to make some taxpayers' priorities the number one issue for some lawmakers. But obviously, there's still a lot left to do, and we can't do it without you. Visit NevadaPolicy.org and partner with us. We can keep Nevada free and prosperous, but it begins with good ideas, and it begins with you. This Nevada Policy update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible. Check it out. It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us live and local now for a Wednesday, a hump day. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement. Call Sam right now, 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. 4,000. Joining us now, always love to talk to him. He is a small business person that has moved much of his financial empire to Southern Nevada in the form of West Coast Bags. And he is a guy that I've known for most of my life. He is Jim Yoder, and he joins us now. But you're not in the Coachella Valley today. You're in Chi-Town, are you not?
I am in Chi-Town, yes. Had to escape California. It's 120 degrees out where I live, so I'm up in nice, balmy Chicago, having a great time with family.
Oh, that is great. Let me just ask you, I mean, in the last, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 days, even back when I was on vacation, they were dealing with the squad. 4 freshmen, female members of the House, and apparently the president now is being accused of racist tweeting, attacking these women of color. What gives with this? And by the way, what is the motivation? What is it the squad is trying to do?
I think what the squad is doing is they're taking a bulldozer to the low-hanging fruit, i.e. Donald Trump and his supposed, you know, however they identify Republicans as homophobic and racist and bigots and all that. So they've gone after him. They're like carnivores. And they've gone after him, and the impeachment and all this stuff has not worked. But they're going to go after whoever they can go after, including their own. I think what Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Dick Durbin and Dianne Feinstein have sown over the years is this, you know, the old white people are not good and this and that. It's coming back like a boomerang to them. And I don't know if they realize or not, but these four women who are know-nothings, uneducated, and programmed by their masters are going to come after them. They want a whole new order here in our Congress, and they're not going to stop. And they're going to take over everything. I mean, if you just look back to 2008, how the Democratic Party has changed. It's a totally socialist party now. In 2008, Barack Obama said marriage should be between a man and a woman. Well, look how far it's gone in 11 years. Not only has it been gone to gay civil unions and then to gay marriage, now we're into the transgender thing. I mean, it's incredible. As far as immigration is concerned, you know, Obama once said, you know, we thought he was out there. But he said he wasn't a king. He couldn't, by fiat, just let all these people in. Now you've got Democrat candidates for president going over into Mexico and illegally escorting illegal immigrants into our country. I mean, this socialism is taking over the Democratic Party. But I think the good news is that it's a small faction of people. I think Pelosi recognizes, even though they're getting all the publicity, they still have a small constituency.
But you know, but Jim, I equate this almost to like ISIS. ISIS began as a bunch of just a bunch of folks, you know, 24 dozen, 36 dozen, 36 dozen. It became 50,000. Is it possible that this squad of four can become a squad of 44,000 or 44 million?
Absolutely. And it goes back to what I said. You got to be careful what you've sown here, because the Democratic Party nationalized our education system back in 1978 under Jimmy Carter. And now we have a bunch of programmed, indoctrinated, uneducated, ill-informed people in our country. And that's who these people are talking to. And it sure can happen. And they better nip it in the bud pretty darn quick. I see that AOC has two people that are going to try to primary her in the next election. And they're going to try to get rid of these people. But let's hope it's not too late, because we're in trouble if it is. But I think it's going to cause the entire Democratic Party to implode, because no sane person is going to accept this ridiculous, ludicrous Green New Deal, or get rid of the Electoral College, or, you know, have cancellation of college debt, reparations, free tuition. I mean, no sane person, even a Democrat, will go along with that.
Want to turn to the election, the 2020 primaries. We've got Joe Biden is in the lead, although I just saw a poll from the Sacramento Bee, I believe it was, a statewide poll showing Kamala Harris moving ahead of Joe Biden in California. Not that it matters, but any there?
There is. I was at a family gathering a couple weeks ago, and one of my cousins lives in San Francisco, and he just speaks glowingly of Kamala Harris, but he also speaks glowingly of Nancy Pelosi, too. But, I mean, how below the belt is Kamala Harris? I mean, what she did to Joe Biden, I mean, Joe Biden is not a racist. Come on. And what she did to him, she just slit his throat at that Democratic debate. I mean, the guy, he didn't know what hit him. And I think the party's kind of passed him by. I mean, he had to basically disavow every position he's taken the last 50 years, and it still wasn't good enough. They still eviscerated him at that debate. And Kamala Harris, I mean, talking about this busing wasn't didn't apply when she was a little girl, but yet she lied about it. But I think one of the best things she did was, what was it, 2 or 3 days ago? She was talking about Epstein and the legal people that represented him and how that was a stain on the legal industry in our country. Yet that same exact day, her husband was holding a fundraiser for that legal team.
Wow.
I mean, it's incredible. I mean, the hypocrisy is off the charts.
You and I have talked about corruption and Joe Biden and within Joe Biden's family. We've talked about Hunter. And how there is at least the appearance of impropriety, and maybe more. Now we've got another brother by the name of James Biden. What gives there?
It's incredible, the incestuousness of this family and the government. Yes, we do know that Hunter Biden got $1.5 million from the Chinese government, or billion from the Chinese government for his hedge fund. He was on Air Force Two with his dad when his dad was on an official visit. And we also know that Ukraine gave him over $1 billion. And now we find out that James, their other brother, had a $1.5 billion contract to build homes in Iraq while under the Obama-Biden administration. I mean, it just doesn't stop. Even if it is legitimate, it sure doesn't look very good.
No, it sure doesn't. More coming up. Joining us, Jim Yoder, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley, all the crazy stuff going on in the People's Republic of California. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up. Live and local now. For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
My friend, you know breakfast is my favorite time of the day, and nothing can satisfy my appetite better than a big breakfast burrito from Roberto's. Mmm, mounds of fluffy fresh eggs, crisp bacon, toasty potatoes, tangy cheese and salsa, all wrapped inside a steaming hot flour tortilla.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. It's maravilloso.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem. Like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Coming up in just a few minutes, you'll hear from Mika Mosbacher. She is the widow of the late Robert Mosbacher, the 28th Secretary of Commerce. She has been an active fundraiser and organizer within the Republican Party for many, many years. She will join us coming up in the next half hour. She was, by the way, at the launch yesterday of the Women for Trump Coalition. In fact, they launched in Pennsylvania, of all places. Joining us, as he does from time to time, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley, Jim Yoder, who is joining us today from the windy city of Chicago. Give us a weather report. What's going on in the windy city?
It's about 80 degrees and sunny. It's pretty nice here compared to 120 degrees in the Palm Springs area. Can't complain.
Wow. I know that it's interesting that they, at this early date, they have already launched the Women for Trump Coalition. It is weird that the Democrats, women seem to be protesting more and more and resisting, but what are they resisting?
Well, that's my question. By the way, I guess Laura Trump is the head of this Women's for Trump
event. Yes.
And I guess it's unbelievably well attended. Now, you'll never see that on the news, but people are telling me that they were surprised at how many people are attending this event, which I'm very happy to hear about. As far as I'm concerned, I was just talking to my son about this about an hour ago. What are the women protesting? I mean, you've got female unemployment at a 68-year low. What do they not have that they want, I guess, is what I'm asking. I mean, Trump's been better than Obama was. In 2016, Obama gave them a sum that was $500 million less than what Trump gave them in 2017. As far as women-owned businesses are concerned, so he's all for that. He's got, he launched some women's entrepreneurship finance initiative to promote female entrepreneurs. He's got all these females in his cabinet, as well as surrounding him in the White House on his staff. I just don't understand when these women say, "I'm fighting for women's rights." Well, what rights do you not have that you're fighting for? Because it seems to me they have a leg up on the men.
Well, for instance, the people that are losing out in all this is this 8-year-old. Who's this 8-year-old Ocasio-Cortez parody girl?
Have you seen this girl? She's as cute as she can be. She's 8 years old, and she's all over the internet, or was all over the internet. And they dress her up. She looks like Ocasio-Cortez. They got the glasses on her, and she just does a parody of whenever. Ocasio-Cortez is out there in the news doing something, saying something stupid. She comes on and does a parody of her, and she has videos of it all over the internet. Well, this poor little 8-year-old girl had to take him down because she is getting death threats. So I guess it's okay for, Alec Baldwin to go on Saturday Night Live and trash Trump every weekend and Kathy Griffin hold a severed head of Trump up. That's okay, but this 4-8-year-old girl who's doing a humorous parody of AOC gets death threats and has to be taken down. So that's the tolerant left for you.
Now, this is what I don't understand, though. Alec Baldwin can do his thing, and it's considered art, but this 8-year-old girl, all of a sudden, she's getting thrown off.
You know, this stuff starts... I've been in the entertainment business in Los Angeles. I have sat there in acting classes and watched these acting instructors teach these impressionable 21-year-old kids that come from all over the country out to become a star in Los Angeles. And they spend more than 50% of the time in an acting class indoctrinating them about politics. Politics takes up well over half of an acting class in Los Angeles. And I'm talking about the highest quality acting classes in Los Angeles. So you've got all these people in Hollywood just totally indoctrinated from the time they step off the plane to go become a star. And they just don't let up.
That's incredible. That's
it is.
You know what's weird about that is nobody knows this is going on. I mean, this is like underground. And then when it rears its ugly head, everybody acts surprised. Gosh, look at all these actors against Trump, against George W. Bush, promising to move to Australia or move to Canada if such and such a candidate is elected. And they act surprised, but this has been going on for years.
for years. I've always said that people think the acting business is huge in Los Angeles. The acting teaching business is 10 times larger, because you've got, for every actor that you see on TV or in the movies, you've got 2,000 wanting to be them. And so these kids come in and they're totally indoctrinated. You know, Hollywood, the union started by communists back in the 40s, and it hasn't stopped. It hasn't let up. But this is where it happens. It happens in our education system. It happens in the media, and it happens in Hollywood. And once you get a grip on all three of those influencers in our country, it's going to be tough to go back. And these kids, go ahead.
No. Finish up.
Well, these kids come out of high school. They don't know anything. And they haven't been all that successful because they have to go out to L.A. to try to be an actor. And so they come out there, and they're very impressionable. And these acting coaches that are basically all communists grab a hold of them and start indoctrinating them, and they don't let up.
Wow. Want to ask you about Epstein, who's going to find out tomorrow, I guess. The judge is going to let him know if he's going to be able to do home confinement or if he's going to stay in jail. What do you make of that?
Well, I'd just like to have $100 million available for bail. How nice would that be? Because that's what he's asking. He is proposing that he puts up $100 million in bail. That's pretty heavy duty. But, you know, isn't it kind of funny about Epstein? Nobody really knows how he got his money. He's not even a college-educated guy. And, you know, for years we always heard he was a billionaire. Well, now we hear that he's worth just a little north of $500 million, which is certainly nothing to scoff at. But he's got his start as a math teacher, and he wasn't even a college graduate, on the Upper East Side of New York. And apparently, he was teaching the daughter of one of the top executives with Bear Stearns. And this top executive comes to Epstein and says, you know, you're really good at math. You need to get in the finance business. So Bear Stearns hired him, and he works there for 2 or 3 years, and he leaves under less than great circumstances. I don't know exactly where the impropriety was, but there was alleged improprieties. So he leaves, and he goes into business with another guy. And then they are in business 3 or 4 years, and his only client is a guy named Wexner, who started Victoria's Secret. And so he and his partner end up splitting up over some irregularity. But Wexner apparently has funded this guy. I mean, he's got this $77 million home on 71st Street in New York City, and he owns it, but he never paid for it. It appears that Wexner got him that facility at one point, and he's got 2 airplanes that were formerly airplanes of Wexner's, and now he's got this island where all this pedophilia allegedly has gone on. But what's the connection with Wexner and Victoria's Secret and Epstein? Because, you know, Epstein, nobody knows what he's done to earn his money.
Hey, can I tell you, though, Jim, I pray this thing goes to trial. This will be scintillating. I mean, it really honestly will. Hey, Jim, always good. Be safe coming back from the People's Republic of Illinois and the Chicago politics. We'll talk to you when you get back, my friend.
Hey, have a good rest of the week, Kevin, and I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Jim Yoder, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. Stick around. More to do live and local now. All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal too, it's live and local now. I am so excited. I'm so excited. This next segment, I had a chance to visit with Mika Mosbacher. She is, if you don't recognize the Mosbacher name, she and her late husband, Robert, who was the 28th Secretary of Commerce, they have been great fundraisers and a major part of the political landscape in Washington, D.C. for many, many decades. And I will simply tell you, this race in 2020 is going to be all about women and the battle for women. And Mika Mosbacher was at the launch yesterday in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, for the Women for Trump. What was that like? Here is Mika Mosbacher.
It was very exciting. Laura Trump kicked off the women's launch, which was in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. And Pennsylvania is a key state, as we know, because President Trump won Pennsylvania by about 44,000 votes, which is the narrowest margin in the presidential election history for Pennsylvania in 176 years. So it is one of the key swing states. There were 1,000 women there, and they came from all walks of life. And Laura Trump did say to the audience, when she looked around and saw this group of enthusiastic women who all voted and support Trump, she said, "Hey, I'm confused. The media says that women don't like President Trump." So it was very exciting to be there and to talk with other women. And the whole idea is to launch this grassroots effort, a massive effort that I haven't seen before in a campaign, to engage women, to engage them as donors, to encourage them to go back to their communities and talk to their neighbors and get out the vote. And, you know, it's also important to focus on the fact that I don't look at polling. Remember, most of the polls were wrong during the 2015-2016 presidential elections. We look at the amount of money raised, and the RNC last quarter raised a whopping $108 million. 50% of the donors were women, and they were coming in as small donations, $41, which is very different from when I was co-chair of the RNC and we focused on big donors. So women are voting with their wallets, and that speaks volumes, I believe, in this upcoming race.
Mika Mosbacher joining us. She is very active in the Women for Trump Coalition. Will the Women for Trump Coalition be out there on the front lines? Will they be visible, or will they be in the background?
No. These are women that have come from all across the country that are forming the advisory board, and from several different professions as well, from military to healthcare to policy making, women who have a voice in their part of the country. And they will be out there actively talking with other women, encouraging them to raise money. You know, traditionally, it's been men that were the so-called bundlers who put together fundraising teams to help reelect the president. These women have a message to carry back to their base, and it's so exciting, really, if you look at what the president has accomplished, promises made, promises kept. The unemployment rate for women is 3.5%, which has dropped 1.2 points since the president's inauguration. So unemployment among women has fallen to the lowest level in over 65 years. It's really exciting. You look at the number of jobs that have been added for women, it's 3.2 million. So we have a roaring economy, and I think that is so important to women. I also feel that he is one of the most pro-life presidents that we have ever had. He addressed the Women's March last year by video. Vice President Bush attended. Vice President Pence. Excuse me. Wrong.
It's okay. It's okay.
President Trump said that he will always defend the first right in the Declaration of Independence, the right to life. And I feel that the Democratic Party tries to paint women into the corner to embrace single issues. President Trump has focused on school choice. He has helped expand affordable health care choices. lowered drug prices, eliminated the Obama individual mandate penalty. And so you've got a choice. You know, right now the Democrats, of course, are playing the race card and discussing and you know, in that resolution yesterday, you know, citing that the comments that President Trump made were racist. His comments were that their actions of certain elected officials are anti-American. So you've got a choice. You can be a party of open borders. You can gloss over the crisis at the border, abolish ICE. You cannot stand for the national anthem. Or you can be part of a party that is defending those basic freedoms in this country that were hard won. And we seem to have forgotten, especially when you looked at July 4th, and remember all the white noise about the military parade. I mean, certain networks had it, it was defined as militaristic. You know, we would have tanks rolling down Constitution Avenue like it was we were North Korea. And what President Trump was doing was redefining and highlighting the patriotism in this country and our and honoring our military, which feels undervalued after fighting these decade-long wars in Iran and in Afghanistan. And it was really marvelous to see if you were in Washington, D.C. It was very exciting. So I think that the President Trump has a staggering list of accomplishments, and for women as well as men, I asked them this question: is your life better now than it was under Obama years? Do you have more money in your pocket? Do you feel you have more opportunity in this country? And if you do, then you will stick with President Trump.
I want to ask you a question, Mika. It has nothing to do with the old Mel Gibson movie, What Women Really Want. But what is it that women nationwide, what is it that women want? And what are the issues going to be for women across the board, whether it's unmarried, whether it's married with children, whatever? Women in general, what is it they want?
Well, women are complicated. I think that because women are not only caretakers, but they are also breadwinners, I think it's very important to women that under this economy that they are able to feed their families, that they have more take-home pay. I think the fact that there's a Tax Cut and Jobs Act that doubles the child tax credit to $2,000 and expanded that credit to middle-class families is important to women. I think economic opportunity. President Trump has created a business climate where we have more women owning businesses than in the past several decades. So I think that that has a significant impact on women. I think the pro-life issue is important to many women. And also having, as I said before, healthcare choices. Not having a one-size-fits-all healthcare plan. I think that women are looking for the best ways to educate their children. And again, that is why school choice has been so important to those Republican women. In addition to, I think that they really do care about national security and protecting our borders, which means enforcing the laws in this country, which is not something that is popular with the Democrats. I think that they would like to see the Do Nothing Congress actually come together and do something. You know, the Democrats have been not cooperative, to say the least. They could come together, both sides could give a bit, and we could solve this immigration problem once and for all. We could definitely fix these asylum loopholes in this country that are incentivizing people to come in. I mean, President Trump is absolutely for illegal immigration and for individuals going through due process. But I do think also that many conservative women are really concerned about the fact that it is no longer safe on certain colleges' campuses to even be a conservative voice. So I think that we've got this major debate going on in this country about what is patriotism, and are we going to embrace those sacred traditions and are unalienable, I'm getting a little bit of a scratchy throat, unalienable rights in this country provided in the Constitution, or are we going to be a party are we going to be a country that is anti-American? And I always think about Abe Lincoln's speech, you know, his very famous speech in 1858, and it was his House Divided speech where he was talking about a house divided against itself will not stand. And I think we're seeing some of that in the Democratic Party, especially with our four freshman congresswomen and the fact that the Democratic Party is moving left. If they move any farther left, they're going to fall off a cliff. And I think that they've become a party of socialism. And I think that that concerns many conservative women in this country.
Let me just ask you, because this to me, this is one of the big issues that we're going to be fighting in 2020. And that is, as you said, socialism versus capitalism, or as I choose to call it, economic freedom. Is it possible the nation is moving more in the socialism? I mean, we've got millennials that say that a majority of them say they'd rather live in a socialist country than a capitalist country. Is it possible America is changing and we're just not acknowledging that?
Well, part of the change has come from the fact that many schools no longer teach civics. So I'm not so sure when you talk to many millennials that you know what socialism is. I'm serving on the advisory board of Turning Point USA, which is the organization Charlie Kirk founded about 6 years ago. And that organization is very active with chapters on about 1,000 college campuses in the United States. And Charlie Kirk and his team go into these campuses and start dialogues with these students. And they ask them what socialism means. And when it's explained to them, such as the fact that you got an A on your test, okay, that means now you need to share that A with everyone else in the classroom. You know, you just got paid today. You got paid, what, $150? Well, you need to share that with everyone else in your neighborhood. When they begin to understand the very definition of socialism and what it truly means, there is pushback. So I think that there is a faction that is drifting, as I said, into the socialistic tendencies, healthcare for all. Look at the Democratic candidates. That's what they're touting. Free college tuition. It all sounds good, but it is certainly not doable.
Wow. Mika Mosbacher joining us. She is very much a part of Women for Trump Coalition. I've got to ask you a question, though, and this maybe is the most important question, and I want you to be as brutally honest as you can be. Would you like the president to tweet less? I hear that from a lot of women. I wish he'd just do less tweeting, for crying out loud.
I always tell people what you see is what you get. I think that voters reacted to his strength. I think he says or tweets a lot of what people really think. And with the media so stacked against him, more so I think than any president I've ever witnessed in my lifetime, it's a way for him to get his message out to his voters, his base, and it certainly does change the whole news cycle, one tweet at a time.
That's pretty smart estimation of what's going to be going on between now and November 3rd, 2020. This is going to be a battle for the hearts and minds of women. And I was glad we could have Mika Mosbacher on. She and her late husband raised hundreds of millions of dollars for the Republican Party over the last, 20 years. But she is very much plugged into this Women for Trump Coalition, and I'm glad she is. Stick around. Our wall-to-wall free-for-all, we're going to give you an opportunity to call in, talk about what it is you want to talk about. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program live and local now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
I want to talk to my small business brothers and sisters out there. Hey, Kevin Wall here. When was the last time you looked at your website and social media platforms? I mean, really looked at it. That's what I did late last year, and what I found wasn't very good. I had no website, my social media presence was virtually non-existent, and as the owner of a brand new statewide radio network, I knew I had to do something about it. But how? That's where a friend of mine, Bernadine at Sofa King Creative Group, came in. She showed me how enlarging my digital footprint could actually grow my business, how a top-of-the-line website could give my small business credibility in the marketplace, how it could actually improve my bottom line. If you're looking to grow your business and increase your revenue, check out my new Sofa King Creative Group built website at kevinwallradio.com. Then call Bernadine at Sofa King Creative Group at 702-787-7069. Ask for a free analysis of your small business's digital marketing strategies. Call right now, 702-787-7069, or visit them at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live, live and local now, brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes. Oh, and Las Vegas Cyclery has a wide variety of the latest e-bikes for those of you who want to ride again, but you don't, well, you just have some physical limitations. Check them out right now at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You call the topic. You tell us what it is you want to talk about. 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. Let's begin. Let's go to Clay. Clay, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to challenge this notion that the Republicans are always bashing the Democrats as being socialists. Well, they're not. Your first guest today, Jim, brought up a fact that in 79 that the Democrats did give us the Federal Department of Education. But George W. gave us No Child Left Behind, and the Department of Education's always been growing, so it's not a Democrat versus Republican thing. They both do it. The 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto is free government schools. In my opinion, if you're going to have a nanny state, you're not going to teach people to be self-reliant, and that's what you should be teaching people. It doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican. If you're in support of government schools, you support the nanny state.
Well, we as a society, years ago, long before I was doing talk radio, we determined that we owed it, in order to have an informed electorate, so to speak, like, you know, not like Afghanistan where nobody can read, okay, that we were going to have a society that was at least reasonably informed, that could read and write and communicate. Now what we've got is we've got indoctrination. That's what's sad. That's what's absolutely crazy about this. That you've got people, well, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who doesn't know basic civics 101. And yet she's a member of Congress. It makes no sense at all. Tomorrow on the show, Wayne Allen Root takes on the Squad. Yeah, that should be something. Frank, what do you got for me? I got about 45 seconds.
Oh, just if any fellow Americans out there think that these demon rats are a joke, the joke's on us, the lovers of freedom. These people are straight out of Cambodia. See the movie The Killing Fields. See the last 15 minutes of the movie Dune, and know what you're up. Be prepared for this. It is frightening, Kevin. Literally frightening.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you. That's going to do it for today. We will tee it up again tomorrow. Hope you will join us. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now. Little girl on a magic carpet ride. You don't know.